But listen to the message this morning. I want you to go ahead, if you would, if you've got your phones or your tablets or your Bibles, we're going to go into the book of Samuel. The book of Samuel for you new Christians is real easy because it's at the front of the Bible. You don't have to go all the way through. First, brother, the first book. Depending on how much time I got, we'll go into the second book. No, just the first book this morning. I do want to come back in December. Just the first book. Who said that? Did somebody amen that? Come on, sister. The pastor's wife just shot me down. Oh. Come on now. Come on. You can have fun with it. All right, amen. Let's get started. So the church has got to get back into the battle. Come on. Stay calm, Clay. I'm talking to every one of you from the back row up. Listen this morning. Open your minds. Open your heart. Let the Holy Spirit just preach to you this morning. Again, I've only got words. I've only got a message that God wants the church to hear. But if you don't accept this morning, if you don't accept the words, we're going to come in here, shake hands, smile, and the church is going to leave the same way it showed up. It's time for us to get closer. It's time for us to dig our heels in. It's time for you to have a closer relationship to God. Don't care how long. I don't care if your sister Daphne, the worship team, the pastor's wife. It's time. Amen? You've got to keep moving. So what's causing us to be in this state we're in? Where the church, if the church is defeated, listen to me, brothers and sisters, if the church is defeated, it's because you and I are defeated. We are the church. Come on. Everyone in this place this morning, if we're living victorious, if revival's happening, it's because you and I are living victorious. And revival has started in our lives. So this morning, it's time we get back to the power. We get back to the hope. And it's the same thing I told those young ladies yesterday. And that's getting back to looking to Jesus for everything in our lives. But what defeats the church? Now, there's many things we could go into, but this is the message this morning. I took an old lesson that even the kids in the back this morning have heard about. An old story. It never gets old. It can be preached in a million different ways. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Turn to that and just hold out. Chapter 17, as I start giving you the background of what we're going to talk about. A little boy and a giant. Amen. Now, I don't know if you've ever really studied it, but I know you've heard the story of David and Goliath. Come on, right? Nothing new to you that are here this morning. But let me give you the image. Let me give you the picture of what's going on before we ever get there. There was going to be a battle. You have a big valley. So you young people that maybe haven't seen this, just a valley. On one side's a mountain. On the other side's a mountain. On one side is the Philistines. That would be the bad people. On the other side was supposed to be God's people, God's army. And there was going to be a fight. But of course, that fight never took place. That battle never took place because the Philistines had a giant of a man, about 9 foot tall, named Goliath. So here's what would happen. Every morning, he would prance out into that valley by himself and look at God's army up on that other mountain and say, "Send me somebody. Let's just me and your best man come forward and fight this thing and say, winner takes all. Winner takes all." So, of course, God's army sent their guy, right? Not to begin with. Not to begin with, there's our story. God's army cowered down. They were afraid of that one man, that one giant. And this morning, I'm here to tell you, here's your message throughout this building this morning for every single one of you. Some of you have a giant in your life. Some of you have a giant that you're facing every morning, every day. You get up, when you open your eyes, you know you're already afraid. Because when you open your eyes, you're like, that giant's going to be there. Those bad thoughts, that addiction, that anger, that hatred, that unforgiveness. Some giant is meeting you in the morning And it's shutting off that power between you and God. Now, when that starts happening throughout this building, that's why the church gets weak and we don't see a move anymore. Listen to me. You're going to take three things from this morning. Three things from this lesson. Number one, why wasn't God's army sending anybody out? He said, send me your best man, your biggest man, your strong. You know who that was? That was their leader. That was Saul. The Bible tells us Saul stood above any man, any of his men, was looking good and should be out there leading his men and fighting this battle. Excuse me. But instead, he was cowering with the rest of them. Why? Number one, the first point is this. Before all of this had taken place, Saul was no longer in God's presence. The Bible tells us the Spirit had left Saul. God had removed it. He had rebelled. He had turned against God. So even though he was still in a place of leadership, he was still the king. Even though you're still coming to church every Sunday, you following where I'm going? Even though you might be up on this pulpit, there was no power. There was only fear. Because Saul was seeing through his eyes. Just through the eyes of the flesh. Your lesson that you're going to learn from that this morning, that I have learned in my personal life, is that when I separate myself from God and the Holy Spirit's no longer there, and what a perfect song you sang this morning about Spirit, come back in. Brother, when I separate myself from God, those giants move in. And when I open my eyes every morning, brother, that giant standing at my bed waiting on me. And sister, all I see through is my eyes, and I start shaking and there's fear. I'm going to lose this battle today, aren't I? I'm already defeated, brother, before my feet hit the floor. I'm seeing through my eyes. I'm not connected to the power anymore. So that's the first thing you need to know. We have got to get back and get connected to the power, or you're going to stay defeated. That giant went out there, Goliath went out there for 40 days, teasing God's people, teasing Saul. You would think somebody would do something in 40 days. But I'm here to tell you this morning, some of you have faced a giant for years. Oh, it got quiet. Some of you have been battling for years. Listen, I feel it right here this morning. I feel it. It's in this place. There have been battles going on, and it's nothing to be ashamed about. We're going to face those battles. We're going to face those battles. Some of you, it have been a week, months, but some of you, it's been years, and you've gotten to the place where you just live in defeat, just like God's army was, because you've been living and trying to do it in your own power, your own flesh. Oh, God, help us this morning. Come on, Holy Spirit, help us this morning. Come on, church, you need to hear this. Somebody needs this message this morning. Somebody walked in that door this morning and needed this message. Lord, I hope it was like yesterday. I hope it's all of us. Oh, come on, Jesus. If the church is going to be victorious, we've got to stop looking through our eyes, because we only see defeat, we only see fear, and we get weak. Again, this preacher's been there. You live long enough, you live for God long enough, you will be there. So what this morning is about is not to condemn. God sent this message to remind you, to encourage you, so that you can find victory. Listen, every one of you are soldiers in the army. I'm right there with you. We're all soldiers. We're going to take some cuts and scars. Right? We're going to get hit. One of my favorite songs, the young people won't know this, but there was one years ago that said, deep inside this armor, the warrior is a child. I used to love that song. I was a young Christian. I loved that song because I understood what it was about. Sometimes I just drop my sword, the lyric said, and I just look up for a smile. Because it's a battle we're in. But not one of us in here, not the strongest man, not the most willingest woman, can overcome this battle on your own. So just like Saul and just like God's army, they cowered behind their trenches and everything they had, and not one person would go out and fight. Oh, praise God, that's not the end of the story. Come on. Sounded like I was sitting here condemning the whole church, but that's not the end of the story. Let's get into the second. You want this. Here's round two. Here's the second part. So there's this little boy. He's not a soldier. Not yet. He's not a king. Not yet. The youngest of all his brothers. Three of his brothers are in that army. Well, this little boy's just taking care of his dad's sheep like he always has. And his dad's old and he's thinking to himself, 40 days? Shouldn't that battle have been over? What's going on? So he goes over to his son and he says, David, get somebody to watch the sheep. Here's some food. Go check on your brothers. Come on. Church, get ready for point number two. Here goes David. He's got his food. He's running up to the valley over here on this side. And he sees all the people. And David goes running up and looking for his brother. Now, I can only imagine. Hey, I've told you this before. When you read the Bible, if you're new to it, don't just read it. These are real stories. I play it out in my head. Like if I was a director, I could make movies. I see all this stuff happening in my head. So I'd see David running along the line. Look, hey, you guys seen my brothers? Yeah, they're down there. And he goes over and he goes, what's up? Dad sent me to check on you. And I can see one of the brothers grabbing him and going, get down. David jumps down. What? What's going on? About that time, here comes Goliath, right out in the middle of that valley. Starts talking again, talking to God's arm. David keeps popping his head up. They keep pulling him down. Are you crazy? All right, now this is my version. Come on, this is my version. Some of you are thumbing through the Bible going, wait, what? This is my version. I saw papers, some of them going, what? What is he reading? Is that the Message Bible? What is he reading out of? It's my version. Well, David hears this. David hears Goliath gives that same old speech, putting down God and putting down his army and putting down his people. Little David, little young David. So listen to me, young people that are in here this morning. Sometimes you look around the church and you're like, well, they've been around longer than I have. Well, guess what? Sometimes it takes you to do it. Don't look around and wait for somebody else to take the lead. If the elders have gotten tired and can't do it anymore, step up and take your place. David wasn't a man yet. He was the youngest brother. And David heard this. But because of his relationship with God and not looking through the eyes of the flesh like Saul did, David was looking through God's eyes. David was looking through the Spirit's eyes. David stood up, hit his brother's hand and said, leave me alone. Who does he think he is? Amen. Come on. Pointed at that giant. Can't you just see this army? I'm just thousands of men scattered. I can just hear the word going down like, that boy's going to get us killed. Get that boy back home. And his brother's just yelling at him going, what are you doing? I better read a scripture or I'm not a preacher. So I got to read a scripture, okay? Here we go. I told you to turn to this. 1 Samuel 17, 32. David's brothers had got him now before the king. David was on fire. He wouldn't shut up. They couldn't control him. They said, well, take him to Saul. Now, you have to remember, those of you that don't know the backstory, David and Saul knew each other. David had been called to the castle to see Saul because Saul was in a bad way. David would go play his harp for him. They knew each other. David shows up and he says this. David said to Saul, verse 32, let no man's heart fail him because your servant will go and fight the Philistine. We need some Davids. We need some Davids. You look around your church, you look around your church, and all you see is people cowarding within. You be a David. You stand up and say, I'll stand for what's right. You be the leader. David looked at Saul and he said, let nobody fear. I'll go. Now, this is a boy. Saul said, great. Send him out there. First he told him, he goes, you're going to get killed, son. David said, I'm going. He said, well, let's put my armor on him. Now, remember I told you Saul was this big, good-looking guy. Again, in my mind, I picture them putting all this stuff on poor little David, and he's just buckling under it. Finally, he just stands up, In my movie, there'd be music playing. Boom, boom, boom. He stands up, and he just throws all that stuff off. Sword falls. Shield falls. He said, I don't need any of this. I don't need any of this. David's brother's over in the corner going, Daddy is going to be so mad at us. Brother's about to get killed. Let's keep going, keep going. I still got a little breath, and I'm not completely dry. 1 Samuel 17:45. The giant's waiting, and here comes little David running out. I can see the valley, Goliath, David. Goliath starts making fun of him. I can just see him laughing, going, this is the best God's got. This is off subject. But sometimes the best God's got is not what you think it would look like. Come on. Sometimes the best God's got is not what you think it would look like. Some of you sit around again, you younger people, and go, well, it's got to be somebody who's done X amount of years. Really? David didn't do X amount of years. Well, it's got to be somebody already drafted into the army. David wasn't in the army. Come on, church. Get those excuses out of your head. Well, but Sister Daphne does it. Well, why don't you help? Why don't you get up and take control of something? Come on. So David walked up to Goliath. And David said, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and a shield, church. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel and the armies of Israel, and this day you will die. Can't you see this little boy looking up at a 9-foot guy with all this armor and a shield, and he's making fun of him, and David says, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, and today you're going to die. We need some Davids. That's power. You see, David was looking through the eyes of God. David had said earlier in the story, he was reminding Saul, he goes, I'm just a keeper of the sheep. But guess what? I've protected those sheep against bears, wolves, you name it, lions, whatever came my way. I've slayed them because God gave me the power. You need to know today, you need to stop looking at your giant and thinking defeat and remember some of the victories God has already given you. You need to clear your mind. When that giant walks out and says, hey, good morning, brother. You said, hey, guess what? I already defeated you a month ago. And then remember when God did this for me and God did that for me? Well, that same God is working for me today. And I stand up and in the name of the Lord God of Israel, I defeat you today. And you know the rest of the story. With a slingshot. Just a little old sling. David killed that giant. Come on. Because he was connected to the power. North Webster, we've got to get back. Too many of you have giants in your life. You're living in defeat. You've been living in it so long, you forgot what victory is like. I just talked to a brother these past few weeks. It was so cold in here just a little while ago, sister. Just talked to a brother, went to church with me when I was a young 18-year-old Christian. Lost his way. But now he's trying to come back. And as I started talking to him about the way things were, I didn't think about it, but he looked at me and he grabbed my arm. He goes, you don't understand. That was so long ago. I don't remember any of that. He's gone through life living it so hard. He can't remember what being in the presence of God was like. He can't remember those victories, those good times. He's like, I know I was there, but I've lived this way for so long. Some of you have lived facing that giant for so long, you forgot what the victory's like. And God's here to remind you this morning about it. The Spirit's here to remind you about it this morning. But point number three. To live in victory, you're going to have to get with other of God's soldiers. There were thousands of men lined up on this mountainside over here. And why didn't one get up to fight? Because those that were lined up and just laying in hiding, they were standing or laying next to another coward. They were laying next to someone else who was afraid of that giant. You surround yourself with other people who are afraid of your giant, who keep telling you, you can't win it, brother. You can't overcome it. You're going to live in constant defeat, church. Turn off the media. I don't care what the media says. Again, it got quiet, except for this side that doesn't listen to the... Okay, turn off the media. Don't listen to those soldiers who have been defeated. Don't put your eyes on other church members who used to live it but no longer do it and they live in defeat. Don't get down in those trenches with others who go, but look at the giants. Look at the giants. Surround yourself with other people that says, yeah, let's go after those giants. Look, we just talked to our kids about Moses and Joshua, and one of my favorite stories is the spies. Amen. When God said, there is your land. There is everything I promised you right there. We're going for 30 more minutes now. If you're listening on the podcast, the brother just brought an ice cold water. We're just going to keep going now. Thank you, brother. No. God said, Moses, there it is. There's everything I promised you. It's everything I said it is. There's your victory. Moses says, okay, I'm going to send these spies over and see if God's telling the truth. Aren't we like that? Amen. And so the story is the spies went in. They looked around. They came back. Moses said, well, is it what God says it is? And they go, oh, yeah. Oh, beautiful trees. The fruit, we can't even carry it so big. Oh, it's got this and that and all. They just painted a beautiful picture. And Moses is getting so excited. And they said, but, we can't take it. Moses said, why not? They said, there's giants over there. Big, 9 foot, 8 foot, big. That's what they call giants. Giants, we can't take it. God's promised you victory. God's promised you relief in your job. God's promised you help in your relationships. God's promised and promised and promised. And he said, there it is. It's yours for the taking. But again, like so many of those spies, we say, yes, but there's giants. I'll have to fight a battle. Again, those who cower. Those who don't see through God's eyes. But thank God, there's always a second part of the story. But there was two that said, hold up. Yeah, there's giants. But God told us to go take it. We can do anything through his power and his strength. Number one, this morning, if you came in here, and because of the battles, because of life, whatever it might have taken, you're only seeing through your eyes. I know that feeling. It's why it's so easy for me to preach this, because I've lived life and I've been there. And so you've walked in here this morning, and even while I'm preaching these words, the Holy Spirit has already fallen on you. And you know the giant. Amen? You don't have to come up here and tell me. You already knew it when I started talking about a giant, didn't you? Your mind went right to something that you... And you don't shake your head no. Everybody in this place has a giant that we face sometime or another. Some of you are living in victory this morning, so you can shout out and say amen. Amen. But everybody has a giant.
That's cold.
That's cold water. Number two, you get back in that power like David. There's not a giant that can stand before you. There's not an addiction that can't be broken. There's not a heart that can't be healed. There's not a victory that can't happen. If I didn't believe that, or if I ever get to the place where I don't believe that, I'm going to put these microphones down. Amen. Listen to me. When I come in to speak, I come in because I know the God I serve. And I know what he wants to do for you this morning. And number three, those that are shouting and those that are living in victory, reach out to them. Get around those that can make you stronger, that can show you. When this preacher leaves, and again, I won't be back till December, you've got some Davids in this congregation. Don't be ashamed to reach out to them. We've got to do this together. We've got to fight together. Sometimes we try to do it all on our own, and we can't do it. It's time for your talk to turn from defeat and waking up in the morning, opening your eyes and saying, oh no, here it is again, to turning to, you come to me with your spear and your sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. And that's where you need to get back to this morning. I pray this morning, I pray for every chain to break, for every heart to heal. I pray for every soul that's in this building today to know what living in the Spirit of God is all about. That's my prayer for you. Don't tell me your age. Don't you tell me your circumstance. Don't you tell me what you're going through. Don't you let me tell you about my God and what He wants to do for you. Again, because that's the God I serve. I know, I remembered from my last time here that I said these words. It seems like too many preachers are preaching a dead Jesus. My opinion. I'm here to tell you Jesus is alive and well. Alive and well. Victories are happening all around you, church. But for the church to not live in defeat and be what we were called to be, we've got to get back to the power. Back to the power of the Holy Spirit. Stop living in defeat.
Thanks for listening today. We hope you were encouraged by the Word of God. If you would like more information on North Webster Community Church or any of our other ministries, you can find us online at www.agspringhill.com.